I'm listening. What do you require?
Hello, and welcome to Control-Alt-WoW, the podcast for those of us who love World of Warcraft and love making many alts. This is episode 33, recorded on Friday, August 10th, 2007, and I'm Aprilian, currently of the Earthen Ring server, and here with me today is...
Glanther, also currently of the Earthen Ring server.
And today's episode is entitled, It's Not All About the Leveling. And of course, we'll get more into that later on in the episode. Today, we're going to start off with our normal thing, which is what we've been doing. Would you like to go first, Glantha?
Sure. So, what have I been doing? I've been playing Arlaris a lot. He's my level 36 Draenei Paladin. I've also been playing Morian, trying to get him up a little bit. He's my level 30 Blood Elf Warlock. And... right now, Arlaris, I'm trying to get him to level 40 so I can get the mount, and also so that he can wear plate armor. Once I have him there, then I'll feel like I can maybe put him on pause and work on some of my other alts.
I have to tell you, I'm a little bit jealous about that, because as much as I don't like the Alliance, and as much as, you know, the Draenei are the Draenei, those elephants are wicked cool.
Well, the mount that I would get would actually be the warhorse. It'd be the standard paladin mount.
Oh, would it? Okay.
Yeah, I still have to pay for the elephant one.
Okay.
But you know what? I'm not a big fan of the elephants.
Why?
They're elephants.
Okay.
I'd rather have some plate armored, you know, battle horse walking, running around than to have, you know, tusked elephant, unless it was one of those Oliphants, you know, the ones that are huge, you know, it was five times my mass.
The Mastodon.
Yeah. Oh, I'd ride a Mastodon everywhere. That'd be awesome. And then I made a new alt. I made a troll warrior named Zul. I tried Gozer. Gozer was taken. And I had to spell Zul a little differently. But for the Ghostbusters fans out there, I was inspired by the Zul monster.
Sorry, I've never seen Ghostbusters.
Oh, you've never seen Ghostbusters.
My husband's horrified at that.
That's
I'll
a sin.
I'll have to Netflix it.
All right, yes.
But how did you like starting off in Durotar?
It was nice. I did like it. I find that right now I have every class on Earthen Ring, and I have every race but one, and that's the Orc.
Okay.
Because you can't choose. I mean, you could choose every race because there's 10 different races,
right?
And
but you wouldn't have to have. You couldn't have any duplicates.
You wouldn't be able to have any duplicates. And I guess I could have done an orc warlock, but this I made another warlock. I made a undead warlock, and I think what I'm going to do is to have him be a destruction warlock and have him just do nothing but the destruction tree.
Oh, that would be cool.
So that way I can take people out with fire and brimstone. And
the one cool thing I like about the undead warlock is that they can eat their dead.
Yep.
Yeah, that is so cool.
Yep. So I'm working on that, and then I also made I deleted my mage gnome, and I made a rogue gnome instead. Because I feel like if you're going to make one of those little people,
yeah, they
should be small and...
the size should have a purpose.
Yeah, the size should have a purpose. And I made a Blood Elf mage instead, which makes a lot of sense. Because of all the class, like all the races in the game, I think the Blood Elves would be the ones that would want to be a mage the most. And then, let's see, what else did I do? Oh, and I found this really fun little thing when I was with Alaris in Hillsbrad Foothills. When I was playing Morian as a Blood Elf, I had to get some quests that were from Terran Mill, and one of them was spreading out of a new plague. And you had to test this solution on this dog named Stanley, which was in the town of Hillsbrad, where like there was a farm there, and you had to test out the plague. And when you tested it, Stanley became, it was like a little kind of standard dog. He became this giant, almost a warg, and you had to kill it, and he would attack you, and it was kind of frightening a little bit. But as Alaris, I was going through picking up quests in South Shore, and one of the quests was about how one of the Alliance characters said that his friend in Hillsbrad had to put down his dog Stanley because he became huge and would attack anyone who came near him, and basically turned into like almost like a werewolf. And he couldn't figure out why. And he thought that maybe the undead were behind it, and the undead weren't behind it. That was me. That was my blood elf. My bad. Sorry. So I thought that was really kind of neat playing both sides. You can see that there's a story that's kind of been entwined. Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of neat.
It was, I remember going back to my earlier gaming days, it was like playing the X-Wing game and then playing the sequel, which was called TIE Fighter. And it was chronological, but I remember going up to the beginning of Empire Strikes Back as an Imperial pilot, and it was just kind of weird because you know the story of what's happening, but you're coming from a different angle, and it was a lot of fun. This is why I like this game so much too.
Cool.
And I also finally made a shaman. His name is Lakehorn. He is a he's a druid, but he's not a druid. He's a shaman. And he's a tauren.
Totems.
Yeah. Well, he can shapeshift. he's a tauren shaman. And that brings me out so that I have 10 classes. I have 10, 9 races, all 10 classes. So pretty cool. I don't have an orc. I chose not to do an orc. Not because I don't like orcs, but because I don't really see myself as having anything in relation with them. Yeah, I'm not an orc person. Okay. What can I say? But then again, I didn't think I was a horde person either. But now I find that I can starting to warm up to it. Though I do like playing Alaris because I do like going back to my old Alliance stomping grounds. Kind of like going home. And that is about it. So I have all my alts filled up. I can't do anything more on that server, so I'm just going to work on getting them up to level 70.
You could always get a second account.
I could.
Okay, well, let's see. What have I been doing? Well, the biggest thing I've been doing, and it's so crazy. As you know, I sometimes get obsessed with an idea, and that's one of the neat things about World of Warcraft is that it lets you focus on something that's just silly but rewarding to you. I think I've talked enough about how I don't like my bouncy raptor and Aunt Rilia, who's my highest level alt that I've ever had, a level 60 troll hunter, has her epic mount, and it goes really fast. It's 100% speed, but it bounces, and she really wanted something smoother, so she was gonna try to get the wolf from Orgrimmar. And if you know anything about cross-faction or cross-race steeds or mounts, you have to be exalted. And for those of you who can't seem to spell exalted in chat, it's E-X-A-L-T-E-D. I don't know why people have
spelling is generally bad.
Yes.
Everywhere.
But they spell it E-X-H-A-L-T-E-D, or in my favorite one, E-X-A-U-L-T-E-D, because I guess getting exalted makes you exhausted. And some combination of the two.
No, I was
going to
say, like, maybe that's one of, like, the
oh, European spelling.
Yeah, European, but it's not.
Because they just like to throw extra characters.
Yeah, I just did a little dashboard widget, and I looked it up on the King's English. Nope, no dice. No. All right.
Oh, well. So, I thought I could get exalted with Orgrimmar, so I started turning in all my rune cloth, and I got to revered, which I mistakenly thought was exalted, and then I realized I still had 21,000 points to go before I could be exalted. And so I thought, you know, I'll go and start over with all the beginning stuff. And even though Aurelian, Aurelian, that's her name, Aurelia, is a troll. She hadn't done a lot of the beginning quest because I think she went straight over to another area. And so she went back and she started doing some of the beginning quests in Durator. She did that Frazzle one, which she had to go down that alleyway with all the thunder lizards, which was so hard to do before. They put this one quest in the middle of all these, you know, large level 10, level 11 thunder lizards. And then you go into this little area and there's all the... Anyway, she was doing all these beginning quests. Then she went out to the island off of Sinjin's village to get this guy's... this troll guy's head and all this stuff. And she's out there one-shotting these hex trolls and these voodoo trolls. And it's, you know, it's kind of cool and feeling so powerful. I mean, it shouldn't be because they're like 50-something levels below you. But you still get a good feeling knowing you can just one-shot these... And I see this guy running from all these trolls, and I just thought, okay, well, here's a level, I think he was a level 8 or level 9, you know, someone more appropriate to the quest out there. And I said, I sent him a whisper, do you need some help? And he said, sure. So we partied together and got, you know, knocked out all the hex trolls that he needed to, and I got all the head and everything. And he says, what are you doing out here? And I said, I'm grinding rep. I want to get a wolf. And as we're swimming back to Sinjin Village, he says, well, why don't you just go to AV and do a few battles, and you can get a mount from AV. And I went, oh, duh.
Yeah, but you have to be honored. No, revered.
I was already revered.
But with Alterac Valley, because there's like a special steed that you can get.
No, all you need is 50 Alterac Valley tokens. That's all they ask. If you go into
plus like so many like honor points.
No.
Really?
There's no honor points, but it was okay because I've already gotten 3,000 honor points in Alterac Valley, so that doesn't really matter. I mean, I'm oozing with honor points. But when you go to the buy thing, and I've been there. All it asks for is for 50 Alterac Valley honor tokens, or whatever tokens that you need.
So it's like 50 battles.
Yeah. Well, no. 50 battles if you're Horde. No. You get 2 tokens if you win, and 1 token if you lose.
So 50 if you're Horde.
Right. Yeah. 50 if you're Horde. Actually, I've won a couple of times with Horde, so... So I naively went into Alterac Valley with the idea that I'll go, 25 times, and I'll be able to have a mount. Well, I went in knowing nothing, and you know, the other day, somebody was bragging in our guild chat about the fact that they didn't use any add-ons, and another person was talking about the fact that they didn't use the internet. And, you know, I think it's kind of interesting to try something like that, but that's like going out your house when it's raining and not carrying an umbrella or wearing shoes because you trust the ground. I don't know. It just seemed to me that it's better to use some resources. So I went, the first couple of times I went in with no idea. I just went in there and I ran into somebody with a quest and I ran into... you know, some battles, and I think that first one we won, and I was in a mine, and I was just doing stuff and had no idea. Well, since then, and I think I've got 10 marks now, and I think I've won two, so I think I've been in 4, 7 battles, and I've learned so much. It's I could make a whole show on Alterac Valley. In fact,
it is the best battleground, I think.
It's awesome. It's awesome. Because it's not just the battleground, they're quests. And the quests actually affect how the battle turns out. Today, when I was in there, and even though, again, we lost, we turned in enough armor scraps to where I was able to upgrade the troops because I'm revered. I mean, revered, and I could tell the guy, yeah, we want to upgrade. And, you know, I went into the cave, and I finally got the banner. So I haven't had a chance to go back in with the trinket that lets you transport yourself
Oh, like the, yeah, the trinket, like the
There's
mark
so
of...
There's so much to it. It's not just a simple go in and get the flag and run back and forth, you know. And then, you know, I'm not... I know there's something about bosses and marshals and everything, and I don't really know that much about that yet. But, and I assume that the whole idea is that when a battleground starts, there will be so many people who understand killing... the boss, and so many people who understand getting stables, and so many other people. And sometimes it's just a bunch of people running around doing nothing, and they're... I got into a debate with somebody. I won't mention a name, but when at the end of a battle, they had no damage, no heals, just honor, and I thought that was awful. I guess there are a few people that go in and AFK. And when I... It was someone that I had interacted with and I knew, and I whispered them, and they their excuse was they were soaking up honor and they were only 51 and they couldn't do much.
Well, the thing about Alderac Valley is that in any battleground, if you die, you just go back to your the nearest grave site,
right,
and then you get rezzed.
Right.
And like it's like the one time in the game where you can die and not get res sickness.
Right.
And just keep going at it. Like, it's all about just trying to rack up kills. Who cares if you die? I know it's annoying, but it's not nearly as annoying
well,
as if you die.
I think this person was just trying to justify the fact that they knew they were doing something wrong. Yes, you can go in there and you can AFK, but every person that goes in and AFK takes a slot from somebody who might come in and tip the battle. So, it, but in subsequent... And I'm learning more. I've gotten into battles where I've gone into... the building where the guy is standing in the like a tavern type thing, and we've all shot him down. Ooh, today, that big tree thing that the Alliance summoned was all the way down in our cave, and we were losing anyways. So we just are all the way down in Frostwolf area, and so we kept luring him into the cave, and it was kind of funny because, you know, he's there's not much room to maneuver, but he would follow the person in the cave, and it just looked funny. And eventually, and the neatest thing was he would kill somebody and then they would resurrect right there. And so we basically said, okay, we're not going to win the battle, but we can have fun. And we ended up killing that big tree guy, and it was kind of neat.
It was neat.
Yeah, it was neat. But the more I get into it, and I think that as I learn how to do stuff, maybe eventually I'll get to be the one that goes up and kills Belinda. Balinda? Is it a guy or a chick? Is Belinda? I guess Belinda's a chick. But it, anyways, that's what one of the things I've been doing.
Wait, the main boss guy for the dwarves?
Yeah.
He's very much a man.
Oh, Balinda is a man?
I don't think that... I don't think his name's Belinda. Oh. I've never really paid attention because all you hear is, you know, go after the general Frost Wolf or whatever his name is. But
and it's funny because it's chaos because there are people who are yelling, you don't know what you're doing. Get your thing down here. Get up here. And you could actually end up running back and forth and back and forth going, well, where do you go?
Yeah,
you
know? It's like Saving Private Ryan, only World of Warcraft.
Right, exactly. And the thing I just do is I just go in and kill Alliance. And that's fun. And picking up the insignia, there's something so awesome about that. You know, and of course you're getting stuff that's going to disappear the minute you leave, you know, the blood and the shot, the skin or whatever, but it's just cool.
How much experience do you get going into?
Not too much.
It's more honor, but not so much experience.
I mean, you do get some. I mean, I've seen it flash up a couple of times. Next time I'll have to pay attention, you know, 122, especially when you go and you kill like a higher level NPC. But, yeah, it's a lot of fun, and hopefully I'll get my wolf. The only bad thing is that it is taking away from other stuff. Amelia is my level 60, and technically she should be an outland making money. And right now, after getting her mount, and the other thing that I've been doing all week is leveling up Trishel. She's now level 348 in herbalism. And she's made some really, really cool stuff, potions. She even discovered one. I guess there's this new thing where while you're making potions, you can discover a recipe.
Ooh.
I
like that.
Yeah, that's kind of neat. I thought it meant, when I heard a discovery, I thought that sometimes when you're making one potion, you can make more than one of whatever. But this was kind of neat. The only thing is, the herbs are so expensive. You know, I mean, and some of them you just can't even find. So I'm going to have to think about taking mining or skinning off of Aunt Rilia and making her an herbalist, because one of my beliefs is that the gatherers should always be higher level, because that's where the stuff is. I mean, right now Aprilian is my highest herbalist, and she's not very skilled because she hasn't been doing a lot. The other thing I've been doing is working on my twink. I've been in dead mines, got the vest, and now I've been doing a whaling cavern, and we're going to talk about twinks later when we read our letters. Wow, this is getting kind of long. I guess I got a little bit enthusiastic about Alterac Valley, which is what happens when you play World of Warcraft. The other thing that's been going on, Trishel's been leveling. I've been buying her stuff for alchemy, which is something when you have alts you usually don't need to do, because you can usually get it. But there's so many different things out there now. Nether Bloom, Fellwood, something, and Ice Cap, and all these really weird herbs. Iwari, who came out of Crushbridge Hall for a little bit, is now back in there. And somebody said that she should perhaps go mine Mithril and Tanaris. Well, Crushbridge Hall, if you've ever been in there, is a cave, a nice-sized cave. It's got about 12, maybe 10 ogres patrolling it. And
three or four nodes.
No, eight different nodes.
I was in there today. I only saw three or four.
You saw three or four active, but all in all, there's like eight spots where something can...
There are four active in there.
Right. And that was just at one time. But, you know, there are eight spots where something can materialize, and the respawn rate is really quick. So she can be in there in a day or two and come out with 100... Maybe 2 days, come out with 100 iron and 100 mithril and a whole bunch of rocks. But the person then wanted to know, well, how is she going to be leveling? How is she going to get XP? And that's one of the things about the beauty of alts, is while you're focusing on leveling one, you can keep two or three at the same level. It's not all about the leveling. It's about the experience. And a lot of times your alts are really just your backup or your supply. They're not necessarily going to go anywhere. I mean, I've got a couple of alts just sitting at auction houses. You know, and they're never going to level. Can you get XP from AH?
No.
I don't think so.
They should, though. If you get a really good, a really good deal, you should get, like, 5 XP.
Oh, speaking of good deals, this is something I'm going to go into real quick, and I'm almost ashamed of, and it just shows you the beauty of World of Warcraft and what you can do if you have alts. I had somebody said in trade that they needed one frost oil. And I remembered that Trishelle had one bottle of frost oil. And, you know, I'm always a little bit leery of what to do when somebody posts in trade. I think sometimes people look for something in trade to get around the cost of what's on auction house. Mm-hmm. And I've sold some stuff in person to person, only to find out later that I could have charged much more on the auction house. So I went and looked on the auction house, and there was two stacks of 5 frost oil, and they were about about 6 gold a piece.
Ooh.
So I said to the person, you know, I'll sell you the bottle of frost, and it'll be 1.5 gold, which I thought was pretty decent. Yes, it was cheaper on the auction house, but when you buy volume, you get a cheaper price. So if you're buying single, it should be a little bit less expensive than the whole 5. And that person wrote back, oh, well, then I can just go on auction house and I can buy the stack for $6, 6 gold, and then I can sell the other 4. And I said, okay,
bye,
go ahead. But I still had the window open, because I'm triple boxing, and I still had the window open on the auction house with my bank alt, and I bought both stacks. And then I re put them back up on Auction House at 8.7 gold. And I was going to...
You little broker.
And I meant to stay on Trishelle to find out if the guy would then whisper her back and say, oh, about that 1.5 goal. But I ended up in AV at the time. So I was like not paying attention to Trishelle and she got logged off. But I was still watching my Auction House person. And the guy ended up buying the stack for 8.75 gold. And I felt so evil. And then somebody else brought the other stack. So I brought two stacks at a little over 6 a piece. And I was spending like 12 or 13 gold that I really didn't have to spend. And then I ended up making 17 gold. So I got my money back. Yeah,
you need experience points for that. Yes. That's at least 1,000 experience points.
And just the fact that I got it, I don't know if I'm being a bad person or not, but it was fun. And isn't that the point of the game? Okay, so we're going to break for a second and we're going to go to emails.
Emails, yes.
Okay, we've got 3 emails this week. And we're going to, 2 of them from Orcbreaker. Is that his name?
Yep. Orcbreaker.
Yeah, I guess. Does that mean he's an alliance?
Maybe, or he could just be like a really fed up curmudgeon orc.
Yeah.
Yeah, a recluse.
He writes, or she, hey, this is Orcbreaker of the Dentarg realm. You've been talking a lot about twinks on your podcast, and I still don't know what the hell one is. What the heck one is. Please tell me so parts of your podcast can make sense. Well, hope you can let me and other people know on a later cast. Thank you. And he has another one, but we'll start talking about this one.
Now, this is one of those topics where it could mean different things to different people. To me, a twink is just a lower-level character that gets all the hand-me-downs from a higher level character. Kind of like having a sugar daddy or a sugar mommy. You know, like sugar mama, I guess. Sugar daddy and a sugar mama. That's what I always thought that it was.
Right. That's, well, a regular twink. I guess any lower level character that you kind of support with a higher level character could be a twink. But in the pure definition of twink, it's someone that's... It's a character that's not just supported with hand-me-downs, but given the best of the best. The epic, the blues, and, you know, I mean, actually, most twinks won't even think of a green. They would never even have anything that's...
No, there would be no greens.
There would be no, yeah, or whites, definitely no whites. And every blue would be enchanted to the max. And, you know, there's even, the latest thing is... taking your twink into an area and getting them rep in factions where they wouldn't normally even be able to step into on their own. So it's this coddled beauty queen pro wrestler kind of combination whose main purpose is to go on the battleground and totally demoralize anybody else. Basically is what a twink is. So it's just somebody that somebody's really outfitted and they've used their expertise. So, you know, normally a level 19 would be a relative newbie, even in vanilla WoW, because level 60 would be the maximum. So this would be someone who's only gone a third of the way in. And even if you're doing an alt, you still wouldn't have, you know, the average alt is usually someone who's trying a different class. So there would still be a disadvantage. So twink would be someone who's using all the knowledge and, you know, kind of like the Paris Hilton of World of Warcraft, because they've got the money and the knowledge and the skills. And
that's actually a really good analogy. It's just like...
A debutante.
Well, not... It'd be like the rich kid who gets to Harvard because of who his dad is.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And not on its own merits. Of course, the person behind it is usually someone that's played. So, therefore, there's some validity.
Yeah, at one time, somebody did actually earn some kind of success. Right.
This doesn't mean someone who's gone in and bought a character or brought goal and overdone their character. Usually it's someone who's actually played. And now they're taking all the expertise that they've accrued and all the knowledge and all the money, and they're rolling it up into this one character, and they're making it so that it can come out and destroy in Battlegrounds. And we're talking, you know, it would have to be like Arathi Basin. Is Arathi Basin 19?
Yeah, yeah, Arathi Basin. And
Warsong.
No, just Warsong Gulch is
Warsong
19.
Warsong Gun. Gulch. That's it. So, and then the thing is, it's a level 19 because the width of the age group is 10 to 19. So at 19, they would have the most talent points, and with the best equipment and the best, the top of the line hit points and everything. And they basically would be able to go in and own Warsong Gulch. And why? Because you can.
Because you can. Yes. And
it's fun and challenging to be in there and take out people. Of course, just the having all that doesn't make them a good player. I think that a challenge that a normal regular 19 could have is taking out a twink, you know, because twinks still aren't, they're not like a magic button. You know, they're not totally perfect. They still have to have some skill behind it. I hope I've explained that. I'll try to link to some other information on what a twink is. And there's a whole ritual. There's threads in the forums of World of Warcraft and just about every other forum that's related to World of Warcraft that shows you the whole role of what you should do. As I've been talking about, one of the things is going through Deadmine and getting basically the top of the top gear, which is kind of neat because the armory now can tell you exactly what the best gear is. I don't know if you've been to, have you been to the armory?
Oh, I go to the armory all the time.
Yeah, the armory has that new show me an upgrade, and you can find out what the top thing of, and twinks are just, it's just another way of exploring World of Warcraft, and it gives you something to shoot for and something to challenge yourself with. And it's another way to burn through a whole bunch of gold. So I hope, Orcbreaker, that answered your question. And you had another question that we wanted to go into, and I'm going to read that now. Hey, guys, this is Orcbreaker again. I know I emailed you once today, but I was just looking on WoWWiki.com, and apparently in the new expansion for WoW, they're going to be adding a new class that starts off at over level 50, apparently. They call it Death Knight. Don't take my word for it, because I'm not sure whether it's true or not, but I'll keep an eye out for it again. See ya. Okay, well, basically what he's talking about is the expansion pack that's coming up that was announced at BlizzCon. Wrath of the Lich King. I want to say Lynchpin. That's completely different. And there's not much wrath there.
No.
But I'm going to let Glanther tell you a little bit about that.
So, for people that have been playing Warcraft, the Warcraft universe for a while, in Warcraft 3 there was a character named Arthas, who was the son of the king of Lordaeron, which is where the undead city is, and he allied himself with the Scourge. You know, you hear all these characters in World of Warcraft talking about the Scourge. Well, Arthas was he turned on his people and he allied himself with the Scourge, and he became the new Leech King. He was a paladin, and when he allied himself with the Scourge, he became what they call a Death Knight, which is really in many ways, it's just like an undead paladin, and he has power to, I guess, to resurrect things from the dead. He has curses and he can fester, and there's all sorts of things he could do. It was like a warlock meets a paladin, so pretty cool. And the fact that we now have this class coming up is going to be kind of interesting with alts, because you can't choose to be a Death Knight at the beginning. It's something that's going to be a quest that you complete. So that way, when you finally get to a certain point, you can choose to be a Death Knight. I don't know if you'll have to be a paladin first or if you're going to have to be a warrior first, because I'm not sure if like a hunter or a mage can all of a sudden just one day become a Death Knight. But we'll have to see. It's going to be exciting nonetheless. But did you want to add anything, Brilliant?
Yeah, just that there's a lot to this new expansion pack, and this was just the beginning. This was just the first blurb. If those of us can take ourselves back to a couple of years ago when there was something mentioned of something coming out called the Burning Crusade, we could understand that, you know, it was many months later that, you know, we finally found out more information. And like, they've only announced the Death Knight. They haven't announced any other class. And when they first announced the Crusade thing, what was the first one they announced?
They only announced Blood Elves.
Blood Elves, right. And then later on they announced the Draenei. And so, you know, this is a thing in progress. It's going to, of course, make having alts that much more fascinating because, you know, only through alts can you really, you know, try everything that you need to try. So we're going to have to give it our treatment as news dribbles out. The new land looks really neat with all the, like, destructible buildings and
siege weapons.
Which kind of reminds me of my Halo 2 days where you would go in and you know, kill somebody and then turn their gear against them, which is kind of neat. And what else was there? Oh, the new land. And they say the new land is going to be really big.
So it doesn't look very big. Oh. I'm looking at this map on my computer right now, and it looks teeny tiny.
Northrend.
Northrend. It's like, looks like it could possibly be three areas.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be bigger than Outland. But that's what, well, we'll see what happens. And what was the other thing? I guess you're going to have, oh, it's going to be PvP.
PvP only?
Yes.
I didn't know about that.
Yes.
I don't like PvP that much.
Well, you're not going to be able to turn it off. If you go into Northrend, be prepared.
Okay. I thought that you won't be able to go there. Unless you are on a PvP server.
No. It will be PvP on a PvE and PvP server. So wherever you go, and whenever you go to Northrend, you'll have to get used to being ganked again. So, but of course, that might be interesting.
It's
going
to be tough to be ganked when you're a level 70. A level 80 versus a level 70, you'll at least know what hit you. Right. Before you die.
Right, exactly.
You'll see their face before they kill you.
Which is kind of neat, which is going to be a nice twist to it, because I know now that I'm a level 60, woohoo, I would love to be able to be back on Lightning Hoof and go into some of the areas where I was constantly ganked. So that adds a whole new persona or atmosphere to the game. Into that level, which is appropriate. I mean, even in Outland, I think it should be PvP because you're of that level. But never mind. It should be interesting, and of course, it'll be a few months. It won't be right away. I probably won't be level 70 before it comes out.
Yeah, I'm gonna need to start playing Alaris and only Alaris, and that's the only way I'm ever gonna be. Maybe level 50. No, just kidding.
Because, you know, it's not all about the leveling, you know.
Yes, it's not all about the leveling.
Okay, we got one more email, and I'm going to read that now. It is from my pal, Asheo, and who gives some very good tips. She writes, finding the right vendor for fussy pets can be a right pain. So what I do is buy up big, like buy 6 stacks of fish for that turtle, but you don't want to have it use up 6 slots, right? No problem. Mail it to an alt. Then on your alt, just return the email. Just return the mail. So then, wherever there is a mailbox, there is food. There are a lot more mailboxes than vendors or banks. Also, treat your pet with higher level food. For example, Striped Yellowtail says requires level 35, but that's just for you. Urkel, my turtle, is only level 33, and I can feed him those. This has the added benefit of him having... I'm going to try that one more time. This has the added benefit of having him gain more happiness from the feed pet effect. You know, to always keep the pet happy and green, right? Yeah,
we know that. Yep.
That way, they always cause 125% of damage.
And I think damage gets modified, too, by how friendly they are.
Right, what level you are with...
Best friend green is where you want to get to.
Right, exactly. So, thank you, Asheo. That's a really, really good tip. And also, just wanted to add, you can do that with a lot of stuff. I do that also with my arrows, just so I can have extra arrows. I mail them to an alt and have them return, and then they're sitting in my mailbox whenever I need them. So, we're going to take another break. I almost forgot, we have one more email. And it was in our Control Alt WoW box, and it's from Khalid Mahmoud, a Bahrain national, who has been diagnosed with esophageal cancer, and it has defied all forms of medical treatment. And he goes on to say that he's rich, and he's going to send us some money. Do you think we should send him our bank account information?
I think we probably should. I'm, you know, this might be, speaking about twinks, it might be great to have a sugar daddy who's a Bahrain national, because then think of all the... of the blues and purples that you could buy from the King of Bahrain or somebody.
The Bahrain National.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I could use that $18 million that he wants to send me.
In a financial house abroad.
Yes. Okay, I'm just kidding. We know and you know and I hope you know that that was just spam. I guess that was a little twist on the Nigerian thing.
The thing is that how long has that spam been around?
You know,
that same spam's been around for at least 10 years.
Yes, coming from different angles, you know. And I don't even understand how they can still be doing it. Is somebody actually falling for these?
They must, otherwise they would have stopped, yes. Right?
Okay, so...
please don't. If someone says they have $18 million for you and they're, you know, from some foreign country and they're dying of some kind of illness, please do not respond back and say that you're interested.
Yeah, because they're not going to email you. We'll be right back. Okay, welcome back. We have a little bit of a treat. Asheo, who is a guildmate on Alea Iacta S, and yes, I know I'm probably mispronouncing it, was doing a series on dual boxing, which is something that's near and dear and close to my heart because I triple box. But she managed to put it in a way that was very good and very, she made very good points and explanation for beginners. And she did a series that was featured on The Instance, which is a great podcast, The Instance at theinstance.net. But, they didn't carry all her episodes, and she is gracious enough to allow us at Control Alt WoW to play, to include her episode. We're going to include the whole series, and we hope she'll go on and add more and more. So we're going to play one right now for you, and we'll be back right after this.
Greetings, adventurers. I am Asheo from the Alea Iacta Est, aka Mucha Est Aki Guild, on the Earthen Ring server. I'm here today with my brothers, Jekyll the Druid.
Hello. Hello.
And Hyde the Hunter.
Bug, me say hi.
And today, we're here to discuss dual boxing with WoW. I'm not professing to be a dual boxing expert, in fact, quite the opposite. These segments will be about the basics of dual boxing and progress as we progress. So let's get started. What do you need to dual box?
Me say Hunter.
Yes, we'll get to that, Hyde. But to start with, you need two WoW accounts. Now, if you're not sure that Jewel Boxing is for you, a good way to start is to invite yourself as a friend in the account management section of your first account. This will give you a 10-day code you can use to try it out. Once you've been suckered in, appreciate the extra dimension it brings to the game, buy yourself the second account. At the moment, Blizzard's Invite a Friend program means you'll get a free month added to your account. Woot! At this point, I should give a shout out to Aprillion of the Control Alt WoW podcast for hooking me up with my second account.
Thank you, Asheo. And I know now that many of you are confused because Asheo does have a kind of a deep Australian accent. I think I've talked about this before, but Asheo plays, the character that Asheo is a female warlock, blood elf, and she's awesome. And I will always think of her as a she. I guess I'll have to change up now and say he. So thanks, Asheo. That was really good. And if you have any questions, please send them to Asheo or to us. If you have any questions about dual boxing, send them to Asheo. And about her segment on his segment on dual boxing. And he brought up some really good points. I'm going to get this cleared up. Thank you for totally confusing me.
Well, why don't you just say she, because that's why you know.
Right.
You know him as a her.
As
so.
A her, yes. And she brought up some really good points, and I hope some of you are inspired to try dual boxing, because alts and dual boxing go hand in hand like milk and cereal.
Yeah, that works.
Okay,
yeah,
all right. So this brings us to the end of another podcast, and as always, you can write us at controlaltwow at gmail.com. That's CTRLALTWW at gmail.com. And you can write Glanther at...
You can write me at Glanther@gmail.com. GLANTHUR@gmail.com.
And you can see our website at controlaltwild.com. And let us know what you think about Twinks. What's your opinions of Wrath of the Lich King?
Mm-hmm. And if you have if you are an alt player and you want to have a show dedicated to a certain aspect of alt management or alt resources or something like that, you know, send us your ideas. We want to try to make this open, so that way we can have the alt community kind of become involved with it too.
Right. Maybe we could even have one of you on our show to let us know what you think of alts, and we'll see you in WoW.
All right, take care.
Watch over you.